I bet. Good looking for.
That's when we believe it.
What up, y'all? What up, y'all? Welcome back. Welcome back. Welcome back. This is the Lunch Break with Ray Nitty, Maybe Shannon, DJ Brother Z, holding us down with the production and sound. This is hour two with the Lunch Break crew, man. We got my brother, man. My brother. Hey, butter. Larry Sanders in the building. Brother Josh in the building, man. We getting into some music and accomplishments, man, because, you know, sometimes they just put labels on people and they be like, man, you just a tall Negro, man. You just dribble and don't do anything else. But you created a space where creativity could thrive and breathe, and it birthed a lot of amazing opportunities that I was able to witness. And to see the fruits of that labor today is very, very satisfying, and it lets me know that $9,000 water bill was not in vain. The song that you just heard, Believe It, was produced by Business Boy. Business Boy, one of the amazing artists. You know, that's my brother. We done slept on hella floors together, chasing this music from Atlanta to all over. Super proud of him. Biz was one of those artists in the house as well that kept his head down and just worked every day. Everybody has something that they was working on and working through at the same time. Everybody was working through something, and I think that's what made this house special. Brothers trying to help each other work through things as well, using art, using creativity, using fashion, using film, using photography to capture these authentic moments and document it. And yeah, that's what I said Grammy earlier, but Business Boy and Prepping Them is who got the Grammy out of the house. That's who got a Grammy. But Larry got a platinum plaque. That's what I was supposed to say. A platinum plaque. And I remember when you was cooking the beat up, bro. He's like, man, I think I can get party on this one. Yeah. I'm like, man, let's get it, fam. Then like a week later, party was on him. Yeah,
that was crazy.
So
was
yeah,
crazy.
Tell him about that story, man. How did that come about?
Yeah, that was a wild moment. I was working on this track. I was still in the I was working on the track, and you know, me, Biz, another producer named Seven Thomas. Seven put a lot of sauce on the beat. He did. Seven definitely did his thing on there. And we had this party. It was just like a writer's party. I had the Airbnb, had a bunch of producers, writers, we set up laptops everywhere, different rooms, and everybody was just swapping laptops. And, you know, that beat, man, it was a special beat. And I remember playing it over and over and being like, yo, all I can hear on this is Future and Party. I feel like Future and Party need to make a track on this. And, man, a week later, Party didn't send it back. Drake sent it back.
Mm. That is, it was
a Drake.
Went.
Yeah, it was a Drake. We had a Drake record for a while.
Yeah.
Almost a year before, you know, this is 2016.
Yeah.
We felt like he was going to go in that R&B direction because it's an R&B song. And then he started beefing with Meek.
Yeah.
He went to the Summer 16. It was a revenge, all that. And then he gave the song to Party, back to back, and he gave the song to Party, and Party dropped it on his album, P3. Yeah. But it was a Drake record. You know, I hadn't heard Party on that beat until 2 years later almost. So, that was amazing. It was a confirmation from God, man, in the moment. For real, bro. Because, yeah, I think, like, I just left the NBA. I just done something, left something that everyone told me that this is the only thing I could do or should do. And there's no reason why you shouldn't. And you crazy. And you know what I mean? Like, don't follow your heart. And, you know, I think it was God confirming right away that, look, you know, follow me. You know, I move mountains.
What y'all listening to right here is the song we talking about, man. What mind frame you was in, bro, when you was...
Man, I was listening to a lot of Party Next Door. I was listening to a lot of, you know, I was in that vibey Canadian, you know, R&B, you know, mixed vibe. You know what I mean? I was in between space. I was just moved out to L.A. I was, you know, riding through the hills. You know how it is when you get up out there. Yeah, man. Them palm trees will do something to you.
Man, they do, man.
You put this right here?
Yeah.
This was the joint. Don't Run on P3, man. Produced by the homies. Larry Sanders. You said Seven was on
Seven
there.
Seven Thomas, yeah.
Seven Thomas. Biz, man.
Biz, yeah.
Shouts out to the gang, man. So that's why I get so passionate when people try to label folks and disrespect their intelligence, their creativity, their magic. That's why I get passionate about it. Because I see the work other creatives are doing. I see the sacrifices other creatives are making. And very rare is it sacrifices or work that they're doing just for their own self. Usually it's for the betterment and enrichment of others, helping others, at least the folks that I rock with. So, yeah, I get offended when people say things like you a coon-ass B for stating the facts that David Crowley is the most credible and one prepared to do the job on day one, and he had gotten four times the amount work as Francesca Hong in a Republican-led assembly. He had also a Republican-led assembly. But you know what? When you really fighting, it don't matter what's in your way. You're going to get something done. You're going to push through. You're going to keep fighting. L, if you average, let me ask you this question. If you only had one rebound a game, how long you think your career would have been?
Very short.
All right, cool. Very short. Do you think they would have kept you around 6 years if you just had one rebound, one block, 1 point?
No, sir. Okay. Doing something else.
But I'm supposed to send a governor. to Madison. Who's only gotten one bill passed in 6 years. Cool. But I'm a coon, though. We talking with my brother Larry Sanders, man. You went to L.A. And I know you had a conversation with me before you committed to the house. And the conversation... He looking like, what's bro about to say? I just had some conversations with bro. Bro could be going anywhere with this. But, no, you shared something with me, bro. And once again, I always say I appreciate you for being vulnerable. You feel me? This was the day before you had the meeting with everybody. House was still empty. It was like when Will Smith came home and nothing was in the house. And everybody was sitting on the atrium stairs, just chopping it up. But before that meeting, you was like, man, bro, I'm dealing with a lot, bro. And I feel like these brothers need me, but I got to be honest with myself, too. He's like, I'm out here to get my mind together. And he said something, too. He was like, bro, this is the first time that I would have ever been able to just live on my own. From college, even through the NBA, because a lot of people don't know, bro was working on keeping his family together. You feel what I'm saying? And he asking me questions like, man, bro, how do you make it work? How do you make it work, bro? When it seemed like it ain't working, how do you make it work? This is questions bro is asking me.
Right.
Somebody who could afford hella professionals that would charge him numerous amounts of dollars to tell him some answers. But he asking me, how do you make it work, bro? I've never been able to. This is my first time that I'm going to be out in the world by myself. Nobody with me. And the first time, it essentially, he was moving in a bunch of strangers. We knew Biz. We knew Prep. And it ain't taking nothing away from none of the creatives. But I want people to be in the mind frame of what somebody who just walked away from what some would say is everything, your dream, to get your mind right and keep your family together, take care of your moms, take care of pops. It's my first time out in the world on my own, and I've never been able to experience that. And he was like, bro, it's a little scary. But this is what he said, bro. He said, bro, I trust the vision and I want to do something that's bigger than myself. But I need your help. I'm going to need your help. Because I'm trying to figure myself out. I'm not going to be able to be here every day to make sure I got... You feel what I'm saying? 100%. So this is a... I want people... When I see people talking crazy, like, yeah, I take offense because I had this conversation with Brother Z probably when we first started on the stage. A lot of people be talking crazy like they know stuff, but they don't be having no access to real information. So they formulate these crazy opinions. Oh, he just wanted to smoke weed. And I wish it was that simple. Yeah. I wish it was that simple. And this is somebody y'all looking at and just think, oh, they got it made because a bankroll is involved. No problem. But we love to lean on, oh, money don't buy you happiness.
Which one is it?
Come on, fam.
Which one is it?
But we get so much in our feelings because what? We fall in love with the product and not the person. We don't take time to understand that this is a human being. You feel me? And this human being is operating within a structure that you don't have really that much freedom to really express yourself the way that you truly want to. I'm telling y'all, I watched somebody walked away from millions of dollars for their mental health. And then a year or two after, Kevin Love became the poster boy for mental health. That's disrespectful. Now mental health is top priority.
Well, I feel like it's like that when the first, you know, usually the pioneers don't really get to reap the same rewards as everyone else who kind of decides to follow. You know what mm-hmm. I'm saying? And you know, you gotta be the one to take the shots. I think when I did it, it was scary for me because, you know, the last person who had stepped out about their mental health was Delonte West, prior to me almost. You know what I mean? I mean, Keon had said something when he retired about the things he had been going through, but like the biggest name at the time for mental health was Delonte West. Mm-hmm. So nobody wanted to be associated with being an athlete and having mental health because it was. That's such a negative connotation. You know what I'm saying? Like it was a lot of negativity surrounding around it, the stigmas, right? But I feel like the time that I came out and was vulnerable, it was almost like a sweet moment because the public was at a place where they were ready to accept it. I think everyone had someone maybe close to them, even them themselves, had came to a point where they like, oh, I'm dealing with something mentally, or my mom is, or my dad, or my son. Mm-hmm. Right, which is way different from when we were a kid. So that energy changed. And then on my side of things, it was just time for an athlete to stand out and talk about it and talk about their mental health. It was two things that happened that were ready to happen. You know what I mean? But before, you know, me being vulnerable was just very, very scary. I didn't know how I was going to be perceived by the public. You know, I didn't know what direction it was going to go, honestly.
Cause it was taboo at the time,
right?
To speak out or you know, be vulnerable for those things. Don't go anywhere, y'all. We'll be back more with Larry Sanders on the lunch break with Ray Nitti and maybe Shannon.
Don't go anywhere.
What up, y'all? What up? Welcome back. Welcome back. Welcome back. This is the Lunch Break with Ray Nitti and maybe Shannon. It's hour two with the Lunch Break crew. DJ Brother Z holding us down on the production and sound. We got Larry Sanders in the building, my brother. We got the homie Josh in the building, my brother. What's happening, y'all? 833-212-1017. That's the number to dial. 833-212-1017 is the number to dial. I'm making y'all stand on results today, man. Because y'all talked all that mess. And Francesca Hong has gotten one bill passed in 6 years. I'm just saying, man. I respect everybody's views. I respect everybody. But when you don't come to me with facts and stats, that's why I just, it's hard for me to listen. So all this Fran talk, miss me with it. Because she ain't got nothing done. I'm talking about getting assignments completed. That's it. I don't want the fairy tale policies. I don't want what you gonna do. I want somebody that has done the work and successfully gotten bipartisan policies put together. Because in a Republican-controlled Senate, House, Assembly, whatever you want to call it, you're going to need somebody that has the relationships to get things done on behalf of the communities that they represent. And in 6 years, she has not been able to do that. But one time, out of 248 tries, how is that district feeling about nothing getting done on y'all behalf? But that's just something to think about, y'all. Ain't nobody called up here and stood on it yet, which lets me know that she ain't been doing nothing and ain't gonna get nothing done. That's just how I feel. I got called a coon ass bee today. Like, damn. Hope y'all having a good time. We got Larry Sanders, Josh Jones in the building, man. We talking about his journey to Milwaukee, from Milwaukee, and back to Milwaukee again. Man, I want to talk about your birthday party, bro. Can we get into that? Yeah, I'm going to get into it. It's my show. It's me and Shannon's show. So we'll keep it. We'll keep it. But bro had, this was your 25th, 27th?
I want to say like 26, 25th.
Yeah. It was one of them birthdays, right? We had 48 hours, maybe less, to put this together.
37 now, to give reference.
Oh, okay. So about
10, 11 years ago.
I'm that older than you, huh?
We say about 9. I said 10.
Damn!
I said about 9, 10 years ago, yeah.
Unk for real. Little big unk. But, yeah, bro. Bro had this mansion party. Huge mansion. And this was in Beverly Hills. And this is why I be like, yo, I'm grateful to be able to be in these random positions that you cannot pay for these experiences. You could pay for an experience, but it won't be as random and just coincidental as this was, because it was natural, organic. You can't pay for that. But I'm going to tell y'all about this party, right? Hundreds of people in less than 24 hours. And we had to bust people in.
So you telling me this party was 24 hours,
bro,
in advance, just on the spot?
24 hours, bro. Put the invite out. 24.
Oh, yeah.
And first of all, you got to remember, shouts out Chibu. Shouts out the homie Chibu out in L.A. was making stuff happen. But he just got here. Ain't like, okay, my bad. He played in the NBA. He got a little resources. He got a little resources. But 24 hours, bro, and to organize, people couldn't drive to the party. So you bust people down from the bottom of the hill, and they have to get bust up and bust them back down, by the way. We ain't just leave people up the hill and didn't take care of folks.
Security, chef, whole nine, food trucks.
Man, food trucks, chefs.
You feel like you was at an event. That's how my parties was. And then I did this, like, whenever somebody came in, every guest, I'm going to greet them. What you doing, what you need. I'm Larry, this is my party. If you need something, come see me. So now they feel like they ain't got to know nobody else. They know the host. You know, so by the time, you know, everybody started feeling good, everybody dancing, it was a different type of vibe back then. And then LA house parties was it back then. You know what I mean? Like, it was different. It wasn't a lot of, I mean, social media was kind of just taking off. It wasn't a lot of cell phone recording people, you know, it was really a lot of vibes.
Yeah.
And everybody was just catching them and it was. And it was just a lot of, you know, a lot of just great stuff going on, man. Great energy being exchanged and great people. You feel me? You could, like, some of the people, you tell them, maybe some of the people that have been to my party. And it's...
Man, so, once again, he describing it because he's accustomed to, you know, just seeing that on a random day. But, bro... Hundreds of people, big fat mansion, something stupid, right? Random people, bro. People that never met in my life. I'm outside, super, super just loaded, lit, you know what I'm saying? Feeling good. And I see this little dude walk up to me, bro. By himself, bald dude. Bald head dude. And he's like, brother, do you think it'd be okay if I just join your party? And I'm looking, I'm like, man, you take dicks. If you don't just come inside, bro, like, yeah, you can come. Yo.
Tay funny, bro. Tay dicks funny, bro.
He had the gacho pants, the big wide joints where the air just flowed through. He had the linen and open toe sandals, and I'm just trying to have a good time, man. Can I join the party?
Open toe sandals, 1,000%.
By himself, bro. He in a party. I'm like, bro, you tripping? Go inside, bro. You acting like we just bust you up the hill or something.
He literally walked over. It was probably his neighbor's house.
Yeah. Bro.
Yeah.
Then. I'm like, all right, this is too much. I'm overstimulated out here at the front door. Because everybody's coming in at this time, right? So I'm like, I'm going to just go inside, chill. And I sit down. OT Genesis next to me just doing hella sea walks and dancing.
Cuddy!
Yeah. I think that was around when that song was out, too, if I'm not mistaken.
He was doing a lot of dances back then.
Bro, he just sitting there chilling.
Anytime you catch him, he was doing a sea walk.
Party next door, slide competitive, through.
Competitively.
He wants to be challenging.
Exactly.
But I'm just saying, man, it was so many just random moments like that turned into, like, great opportunities. And what they say, success is when preparation meets...
Opportunity.
Yeah. Something like that. A timing or something like that?
No, opportunity, yeah. Preparation meets opportunity.
There you go.
Success.
And that's what I felt like I saw going on. The house was the gym where everybody was preparing, and LA was the world where your opportunity could walk right in this door. Just being at the crib. Yeah. We really didn't have to leave the crib if you didn't want to, bro.
We really didn't at all. We left the crib for, you know, we put a revolt, certain meetings, but everybody brought everything to the crib, and that was the problem.
That's how that feels.
When I wasn't there, you know, artists piled up in there, which, you know, I want to help them, you know, but at the same time, there's an allotment of space. We overcrowding space. I got artists coming to me saying, hey, my bathroom messed up. Somebody done messed with my toothbrush. They got somebody else staying on the floor. Somebody's sleeping in here that shouldn't be sleeping in here. You know what I mean? And it was a lot of management. You got to think, you're dealing with people. And it was, you know.
How many people sitting up to the house?
it was probably like five people that were supposed to be there.
Yeah.
But it was at least by 8 to 10 people there a night, staying a night, you know what I'm saying? And it was, what, 5-bedroom? So,
bro, I'm going to say it
4-bedroom that I turned a den into a bedroom?
Bro. I was there, bro. It was like 12
when I wasn't
to,
there,
12 to 15,
yeah,
bro.
When I wasn't there, it was 12 to 15 people there tonight. But if I was there, they'd limit it. You know, everybody might have somebody there with them or something like that, or they might bring them in when I'm asleep or in the room or whatever. But at the end of the day, it was a space like that. I made it like that though because it was free. It was open to the, you know, pretty much. But that's where the experiment comes in at. You know, like, because it was my first time doing something like that. So, and I discontinued it when I went and played for Cleveland. So when I went to play for Cleveland, that's when I pretty much discontinued it and transformed it into, like, more, you know, boutique-style development.
I don't know if you heard DJ Brother Z. He said it was a content house before this time.
That's exactly what it was.
I was about to say that.
But it was more than that, though. It was an incubator.
Yeah.
Because it wasn't to produce content, it was to produce artists.
Yeah. Yeah. And I say I know it. So when he say people was just bringing people, I want y'all to know too, it wasn't like people was just bringing people and they was bringing people that was working though.
Yeah, other
you
artists.
You know what I'm saying?
They would just not have a place to stay.
Right.
Which I was, you know, cool, but just, you know,
It came at a cost,
mm-hmm.
and that's the reality
right.
of it.
Right.
You feel what I'm saying? It came at a cost.
Right.
Was every water bill 9 G's? No, but the one that she showed me, that she sat me down was like, Ray, we need to get this under control. We can't financially sustain this month over month.
Because you was pretty much the manager of the crib,
and trying to make sure, like, this my friend 100%, too. So 100%. It's like, all right. I still want to be a homie that's like, all right, I know you got it, but I still want to be the homie that's a voice of reason. Like, mm-hmm. let's think of this again. Like, bro, it was times I'd be like, man, it's a whole lemon tree in the back. I'm like, well, we're just gonna make lemonade this week.
Yeah.
Just
it was
straight up fresh squeezed lemonade, boss. Yeah. Why not? But I say I know it was 15 people because, bro. And it was 15 people that was working. I ain't just saying people was just there not working. Yeah. But when I saw somebody in the hallway closet sleeping,
yeah,
I was like, oh, okay.
This is getting real.
Yeah.
It's real.
Yeah.
Because you got to think, too, like, I mean, we going to get ready to go to break. How many people in L.A. chasing their dreams, putting it all on the line? A lot of people, bro.
Mm-hmm.
Then you got a lot of people that's just really trying to take advantage of the situation. Because you got people that was close to it that he had to move around.
Yeah.
You feel what I'm saying? And he still invested, had somebody's sister writing a book on him. You know? But time always reveals character.
It's the things that we don't know.
Yeah. Don't go anywhere, y'all. We live on the lunch break with Ray Nitti and maybe Shannon. We just sharing the story of Larry Sanders, man, and what that journey was like when he left Milwaukee, the things he was involved with, and what's happening now. So don't go anywhere, y'all. This is the lunch break with Ray Nitti and maybe Shannon.
Don't go anywhere.
Yeah. Rick James. Party like I'm Rick James. Ride around. Getting it. Blowing money on my main. Oh, bumpin' 2 Chainz, bumpin' 2 Chainz, and a ring draw, and a damn thing, and a flute, baby, and a flute, baby, cause the hook game got me off the loop, baby, and I'm outta here, racks on racks, I'm a lot, sir, she got to stare, but she don't hear what she don't wanna hear, leanin', outside of me leanin', 50 side of me dreamin', other side of me schemin', vibe with me, slide with me, get high, with me.
What up, y'all? What up? What up? What up? Welcome back. Welcome back. Welcome back. It's your boy Ray Nitti. You live on the award-winning 101.7 The Truth. This is a lunch break with Ray Nitti and maybe Shannon. I got my brother Larry Sanders in the building. Josh Jones in the building. That's why I ain't want no damn trail mix, Josh. Look at you on camera chewing like a mug. You going crazy.
Damn, man.
Josh going crazy. That's why I ain't want it, bro.
Okay. Boy, I tell you that. I can't see the camera.
You don't see the...
I don't see the screen.
Put this up for me right here real quick.
Okay. Oh,
you see yourself the whole time. Brother Z, come on. I think I put it up. See if you can get us together if you don't mind. Yeah. Oh, so I can see it. I can see everything here on my screen.
Even though
right.
I ain't know,
bro. Josh was going to town.
Man.
He had that the party mix, peanuts, everything in it. Politically homeless says, "What up, broke life?
What it do?
What it do, man? That's our homie Michael, man. We had a great conversation this morning, but yeah, man, we talking about the story of Larry." And bro, you working on a documentary, right?
Yeah.
How's that coming along?
It's good. I've been putting it together for a while. You know what I mean? I feel like I've been working on it for years, and I don't know if it's gonna be like a lifelong project or something but it keeps developing. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
The story keeps changing, and I don't feel like it's finished.
Mm-hmm.
Not at all. It's just an amazing journey. I feel like I'm blessed, man. I've been blessed to have this journey, have this story, have these certain things that God has instilled in me to kind of want to do and put out into the world as a creative. So I'm excited. I'm excited, mm-hmm. man. We got short films coming up, more children books. I'm working on my second children book right now, the clothing line. A lot of things within the product space, but it's all on the umbrella of, helping people transition. Transition is big for me. I feel like as an athlete, we transition. We have to, right? That's inevitable. But even in business, Nitty, I've watched you transition from artist to, get into politics, doing hosting, doing the show. You've done DJ. You've transitioned in a lot of spaces.
Mm-hmm.
And even... you speaking to that, you were very focused on being an artist,
mm-hmm.
and that when you transitioned from that space, how much of it was pulling you back? How much doubt you had? How much were you at war with yourself as an artist? I think that's something that we all go through.
No, for sure, man. This would be the first time I said this throughout the whole time we was doing stuff in LA, right? This me being 100% transparent, bro. I think I'm in my 30s for sure. So it's like, these homies in their 20s, you know what I'm saying? It was like, I felt like I needed to show responsible leadership or just like somebody had to be on point, and I felt like I took that on, right? And not saying that anybody else wasn't on point, but feeling like bro took my word that like, yo, this is gonna be a good thing, and believing in it is like, all right, I need to make sure I'm on top of things. So I sacrificed a lot of me being an artist in that transition, and it was tough for me, bro. You feel what I'm saying? Seeing everybody create music, everybody vibing out, and I'm working on spreadsheets, you know what I'm saying? Trying to set things up. I'm an artist. Right. Like, I want to create, and I battled with that, bro. Like, this is me being 100%, like, in a way, like, feeling like, damn, I wish I could. But it was like, I had to give 100% to the side that I was on because it was vital knowing bro ain't gonna be in the crib all the time. You feel what I'm saying? And the goal was I was supposed to be like permanently out there consistently for a few months, but I couldn't commit to that. And it was like, damn, I had the development in Milwaukee going on at the time. So I was just trying to figure things out, bro. So I felt like, man, that was like the beginning of me transitioning, like almost as if I was giving up music. That's what it felt like, right? And it's like you finally get to LA, the city of dreams and everything, and you focus on the business side now. And it's like, yeah, you I'd write in my spare time, but it was like I didn't feel like I had the time to actually create or even collaborate with the artist that was in there creating. And some artists was in there feeling like they ain't had to collaborate with other folks in the crib. Right. I've physically heard some folks say that.
Right. Which was not not the case. That's not what we had going on.
You feel what I'm saying? So that's when I'm like, all right, I'm going to just focus on the business because everybody ain't even, you know.
It's the vision. Like, you know, there were artists that were taken from it and not trying to put anything back into the
100%.
Vision. You know what I mean? And
so yeah, it was like it was a hard pill to swallow, bro. Feeling like, man, I still got hits. And, you know, you just gotta watch everybody else hoop because you took on the role of coach. And it wasn't like anybody forced me into that. It wasn't like, you know, Cats was like, Nitty, don't come over here trying to make no music. That wasn't the case. I don't want to make it seem like that was a story, but just the responsibility that I had. Like, it wasn't often that we went out, but when we did go out, like, I was like, all right, I'm not going to be the one drinking because I want to make sure everybody get back to where we need to get back to and in one piece. No issues, no. That was the responsibility I took on. So yeah, bro, it was a challenge for me, to be honest. It's like, damn, I feel like I could have contributed to this hook. I feel like I could have contributed to this whatever. But that was my hard pill to swallow. But even in that sacrifice, it built me and prepared me for so many other things, right? Because I was able to see a different side of the industry, the game, being in them meetings with Dom Gallery, being in them meetings with the homeless shelter that we did to give back on,
the
ice cream, Covenant House. Yep. You feel what I'm saying? The relationships that I was, the meetings. So it's the gift and the curse, right? Everybody wasn't able to go to the meetings that I went to. Yeah. So while I'm feeling, you know, dark on the creative side, like I really want to be creating, but it's like I'm blossoming in this business side because my preparation and opportunity is now meeting. And so much came about from it, bro. Mm-hmm. The homie Alex, who working on film now, still locked in with bro. He doing movies right now.
Yeah.
You feel me? Like, so yeah, bro, it was a pill to swallow, but I had to grow through that and realize like it's a temporary sacrifice for a greater gain. Yeah. Don't go anywhere, y'all. We'll be right back with more Larry Sanders and Josh on the lunch break with Ray Nitty and maybe Shannon.
Don't go anywhere.
What up, y'all? Welcome back. This is a lunch break with Ray Nitty and maybe Shannon. We got something on the menu for y'all today, man. Life's better when you know you're covered. With a home and auto policy from American Family Insurance, you're not just buying coverage. You're getting an agent who helps you feel protected and prepared. Someone who understands what you've built and what you're building next. Because when your home and your ride are protected the right way, you're free to focus on your family, your goals, and your future. Insure carefully, dream fearlessly with American Family Insurance. Get a quote or find an agent at amfam.com. American Family Mutual Insurance Company, SI, and its operating company, 6000 American Parkway, Madison, Wisconsin. Madison, what it do? Your girl only got one bill through in 6 years, Madison. It's not enough. It's not enough.
Pew, pew, pun gun.
It's not enough. One bill in 6 years, baby, not enough. 248 tries, Let's get him up. I should freestyle on it, but I ain't gonna do it. It ain't Friday. It's not enough. One bill in 6 years, man, is not enough. That's all I'm saying. But, man, Larry Sanders is actually leaving today, man. So if you see us in the Third Street Market Hall, say what's up, man. Say hi. Get you a picture. You know what I'm saying? And have a good time, man. Man, what you want to leave with the people? We got a few more minutes here. Anything y'all want to share, man? What you got coming up next? I know it's first weekend back in a while. Kind of just re-getting your feet back wet. So I know y'all got something cooking. So what y'all got cooking?
Yeah, man. A lot, man. You know, it's been a great start to it's just the beginning, you know. I've been planning to come back to Milwaukee, not really knowing when, but it seemed like it's been, you know, the perfect timing, you know, with what Josh got going on. Talks about really building up the space and doing more events, bringing more awareness. We'd love to do something before school starts back, some kind of back-to-school situation, get involved in something that's already going, right, if we can't do our own. And, yeah, you know, simultaneously develop these products and you know, give back and be in the community. You know, that's the plan, man. It's not overcomplicated, but it you know, it's gonna take you know, some different hands and arms within the community. It's gonna take some consistent effort and creativity, and we got some great foundational pieces to you know, get the ball rolling. So I'm excited,
man. I don't know what you got going on August 22nd, but the radio station is having Truth Family Fest at Riverside University. That's my school, the high school I went to, the best school. I know it's short notice, but if it's something that you all could be a part of, would like to participate in, you know what I'm saying? Like that, yeah. That offer is out there. It's going to be a lot of kids, a lot of families. It's going to be a good time. Back to school event. You was just saying you wanted to do a back to school event anyway, so... Maybe
how many kids?
How many people typically? I haven't been to one yet. This is my first year that I'll be attending.
Anywhere from 100 to 200 kids can show up throughout the day.
And that's kids with their parents. So okay. It's gonna be a lot. It's gonna be a lot of families. I got a good feeling that this one is gonna probably be the largest one.
I feel like if he can't be here for that, we'll still do it.
We'll still do something. I think we'll find some kind of way to contribute to the event. But yeah, if we can, you know, we can do something. We custom stuff, yeah. You know, we can get something on there and get some to them, you know, get them some for the school year, or even find some way to you know, get some
raffle
bags,
off
supplies.
An outfit or something.
Yeah, we'll be creative.
Yeah, we'll figure that out.
We'll put something together and get creative with it.
Get them fresh.
No, definitely.
Nah, that'll be dope.
And for those who don't know where the store is at, it's located 719 North Milwaukee Street, downtown, the heart of downtown, Milwaukee Street in Wisconsin, 719 North Milwaukee Street. And we still have a few Love Lofts still in the building, her Lofts in the building. Please come through and check
it
out.
We got a few of the custom drop left. I got it on right now.
Man, I had mine on at the show on Saturday, man. I felt like an artist. I was like, drip set, fam. I was like... Yeah, you know, I had a couple compliments.
Yeah.
You know, my wife was like, don't get too ahead of yourself.
She going to humble you now. You know she going to humble you
100%. She going to pull that leash, boy.
Nah, fact.
Love you, baby. man, what you got, Josh, man, before we get up out of here?
I definitely got to show love to all the guys, the business guys, business partners that's in the store, Principal, literally, EOD, Different Clothing, Versatile, my boy G the Jeweler. If you need some custom jewelry, need custom grills. If you see Larry Grill, custom made one-on-one. I know somebody's getting my wink on. Throw it out there yet.
I got my mold.
Listen, everything custom. If it ain't custom, don't trust them.
I got my mold. Unk going through a crisis. But I'm finna get my first grill, man. I'm finna do something different, though. I want to do something for... the Virgin Islands where I'm from. So I'm trying
definitely
do something
right.
I ain't never seen.
I mean, if you see Larry's, man, like this is one of a kind.
Yeah, I designed this one. So you put it together.
So you just, that just came in today because I feel like Saturday they just showed me the image of it.
Uh-huh. Yeah, it just came in. Yeah.
It's So yeah, we custom grills, custom jewelry, custom clothes.
Give me one, man. My daughter coming to get molded too. She's gonna get the same grill I got. So
it's up.
Yeah, man.
It may be a little different though.
Yeah, she probably gonna swagger us out. Yeah. She gonna swagger us out. Man, y'all, we are live with my brother Larry Sanders, my brother Josh, man. Before anything, I want to tell y'all, man, I'm extremely proud of y'all. I'm extremely proud of you, bro. Watch your growth from your rookie year to right now. I've seen the lives you impact. You've impacted my life, so many others, bro. And I get emotional because I know it's authentic and I know what we did it for. So it's beautiful to see it continue, and I love you, bro. And that's our time, y'all, before I get to wetting up the whole place, y'all, man. I love y'all. House. This is my brother.
Yeah, wait, what?
Larry Sanders. Josh, don't go anywhere. Manon is up next from the Grapevine. We out. Make sure you follow us. Nothing.